You got a friend in me.
You've got a friend in me.
Celebrate friendship and beyond during the first ever Pixar Fest with the all-new Pixar-themed fireworks spectacular and your favorite park parades. Celebrate from April 13th through September 3rd, only at Disneyland Resort. Visit Disneyland.com for details.
There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you.
You've got a friend in me.
Entertainment subject to change without notice.
The headlines, the tabloids, the buzz. Joan Hamburg.
Where New York comes to talk.
77 WABC.
Marcia Clark, who many of you know from her days when she was the head prosecutor during the O.J. Simpson murder trial, has changed her life a lot. She's still a practicing criminal lawyer, but a writer. And it probably started with the memoir about the O.J. trial, without a doubt. But then Marcia took all her expertise and started a crime series. The character, Rachel Knight, was the L.A. special trials prosecutor in this fiction. Now, of course, we have a new character. We have Samantha Brinkman. And Samantha Brinkman is quite an interesting person. In Marcia's new book, Moral Defense, Samantha becomes a lawyer for a young girl who was literally left, we think, probably orphaned, a brutal murder in her home where her brother, her father, killed, and her mother, barely alive, in the hospital. So Samantha is, of course, right there. She has her own ghost from the past, but she decides to take this case. And the big question is, why did this young woman, in this horrible murder, her name is Cassie Sonnenberg in the book, why did she survive and no one else in the family did? So this is the journey that you go on. And congratulations to you, Marcia. A whole new life, best-selling books, and probably a lot less pressure on you.
Anything would be less pressure, I think, Joan.
Of course.
But, I'm really enjoying Samantha Brinkman. And in Moral Defense, I got to explore a lot of issues, the issues that some adopted children go through, the issues of mental health and a variety of kind of typically criminal law issues that criminal law issues that come up with various extreme kinds of defendants. So it was really quite a ride to write about.
Right, and you raise issues which, as readers, and we constantly ask this. We ask this during the O.J. trial, whenever we hear of these trials. How do you, as an attorney, and not you personally necessarily, but how do you work with clients who commit a hideous crime, or you're the defense and you're not quite sure that this client is clean?
Well, for the most part, they're not. You pretty much expect going into any case that they're guilty of what they're guilty of something, maybe not exactly what they've been charged with or convicted of, but guilty nevertheless. So you go into it looking for holes in the prosecution's case, because our job is to, as the defense, is to hold the prosecution to its burden of proof and require them to establish beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant is guilty of what he's been charged with. So that's really the mindset. It's not really, you don't have the luxury of wondering or even thinking for very long whether your client did what he's charged with or not. You usually do have somebody who did something. So it's kind of more, it really is more like a check and balance on the prosecution.
I'm talking to Marcia Clark. Moral Defense is her brand new book. And Samantha Brinkman is the protagonist in this book. And actually, this is the second, right, of the Samantha Brinkman series.
Yeah, it is, Joan. She started with blood defense, and Samantha Brinkman is a very unusual kind of criminal law lawyer. She is she has a moral code all her own, and she does like to do a lot of her own investigation. Her investigator is a former client who was busted for hacking, and her paralegal slash business manager slash accountant is her best friend from childhood. And their little trio moves through the criminal law field with her intent to become a big-time criminal lawyer. And she's certainly on her way towards doing that by the end of Blood Defense, in which she defends an LAPD detective charged with murdering two women. In Moral Defense, she now has some more public profile, and she winds up initially as just the advocate for young Cassie Sonnenberg, 15-year-old, who was left alive when her family was largely found dead, her mother hanging by a thread in her Glendale house home, which is a little suburb in Los Angeles, very quiet suburb, and very weird to have someone have a hideous murder of a family like that. Mm-hmm. And then she winds up actually defending Cassie Sonnenberg. So there are, but Samantha has certain issues in her past, in her childhood, which was very traumatic as a result of a very chaotic life with a mother who was basically a narcissist and was not interested in having children. And as a result of those experiences, and I think a mix of Sam's own DNA.
Right, she related.
She handled law differently.
Yeah. And, you know, you've had a really interesting last few years. The early years, too, were very interesting, but very complicated. So all of a sudden, we saw two television specials on O.J. Simpson, the interest stronger than ever. Was this life-changing for you, too? Because it certainly was a different picture of Marcia Clark than people saw during that trial many years ago.
Yes. That's true. I think it's kind of interesting, Joan. It's kind of ironic, I think. You know, the O.J. Simpson miniseries on FX was billed as a work of fiction. They did not ever consult with any of us. There was no effort to
really
make sure that all of it was
true,
really accurate, right? And so there were quite a few things in terms of the trial itself and our strategies that were not correct. But in essence, what was going on, the context in which we were trying the case and the hurdles we were up against and what we were dealing with in terms of the social issues and the racial tensions was absolutely true. Certainly, Sarah Paulson brilliantly captured the way I really felt during the trial. And I don't know how she did that because we didn't meet until it was just about done shooting. But She turned in an incredible performance that was so accurate it was actually painful to watch. So it's kind of ironic to me that a work of fiction wound up delivering more truth than most people got during the trial via soundbite television. Yeah, and then, of course, the documentary 30 for 30, which was just genius. Couldn't be more important, more compelling, and provocative. I think everybody should watch that, find a way to get a hold of that.
Yeah, no, but and both of them had a huge effect.
Both of them are really
on the community. So again, you know, Marcia Clark, many different lives, Moral Defense, her latest novel. But you had said to me when we talked a little while before that Blood Defense had a television pilot going, which I think you sold to NBC. And then you were mentioning that you might be hosting a crime show. Is that still in the works or has it happened?
It's still in the works. And we'll find out pretty soon what exactly is going to happen with that. But yes, we have written writing the pilot script for NBC. And we will find out, I think, sometime in January whether they want to shoot the pilot. So fingers crossed.
Yeah, no, good for you. So these are really good times.
Really good times. Really good times. Very busy times in a very good way.
Well, and it's hard to when you made the decision, not that it stopped you from practicing, but that you were going to write books, you know, a whole different orientation.
It's really true. And, you know, it was actually something I wanted to do since I was a kid. really young. I love the idea of writing fiction in particular, and I was always addicted to crime, which made me a very weird kid. Yeah. But it just kind of came around to this point in my life. I had been writing for a show at Lifetime, and I thought, if I'm ever going to realize the childhood dream of writing crime fiction,
then
it's
going to
be
it.
Now. So I finally did it. Yep.
And to very good result. Let me ask you, I'm talking to Marcia Clark, whose new fiction, Moral Defense, is in all the bookstores. Whatever happened to OJ's kids in the real world? Are they functioning?
I think they're both working. I heard they were both working in real estate. That may not be accurate. But they're not in California, I believe.
Yeah, well, who would be,
right.
Smart
right.
of them to get out of there. So you've got television possibilities in your future, more books, and a practice.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's quite alive.
Yes, it's very full.
Well, I'm happy to talk to you. We'll catch up with you after the new year and find out what's going on in the TV part of Marcia Clark.
Thank you, Joan. It's always a pleasure.
And you. All the best to you. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much.
I'm Joan Hamburg, and this is WABC.